ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New concerns in the Middle East with increased fighting between Israel and Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants along Israel's Lebanon border. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
What this speaks to is how the whole region is on edge. Not only do you have the Gaza war still raging, but now there's this other front with Lebanon, fears of this opening another front. And Hamas is very different from Hezbollah. Hezbollah is better armed, better equipped, better funded. So deep concerns here about any miscalculation turning into something more serious.
The first named tropical storm of the hurricane season, Alberto, churning in the Gulf, but already impacting South Texas. And dangerous heat blanketing the Midwest and Northeast today. And in western states, fire crews are battling more than a dozen wildfires. Two in New Mexico have forced evacuations. And Americans are marking Juneteenth, the day when enslaved people in Texas learned of their freedom 2.5 years after the emancipation. This is ABC News. During Vladimir Putin's visit to North Korea, both leaders forged a new alliance to assist one another if either country faces aggression.
Russia and North Korea are forging closer ties as they face increasing isolation on the world stage and a slew of sanctions. The Mutual Assistance Pact, it may have ramifications for Russia's war in Ukraine. And today, Kim Jong-un said he fully supports Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's widely believed that Putin is seeking more weapons support for his war efforts in exchange for food, fuel, and military aid.
ABC's Britt Clinett. Baseball fans around the world remembering baseball legend Willie Mays.
At the Willie Mays statue outside of Oracle Park in downtown San Francisco, fans are leaving flowers, candles, notes, and even peanuts and beer in honor of the Giants' great. This man among those who stopped by to remember Mays.
Everything he did was just done with grace.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows down to 62, mostly cloudy, areas of light rain. And Thursday, plenty of clouds and scattered showers again. Some storms possible by late afternoon, highs of 76. Right now, though, it's 71 degrees.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village Drive-Thru Chicken Barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-thru convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two construction workers were injured in downtown Madison this morning. Around 7:50, Madison Fire was dispatched to 301 North Broome Street for reports of a possible fire with several manhole covers in the area showing smoke. Multiple witnesses called 911 to report similar occurrences on Broome Street and Gorham Street. Upon arrival, firefighters confirmed the presence of smoke and witnessed an explosion that resulted in a manhole cover being lifted from the ground with smoke rising from beneath. The explosion was caught during Civic Media's John and Gordy show on WMDX in Madison.
They do, they do crane.
Good Lord.
What was that?
I think that was a
thunder, I think.
Not sure.
John and Gordy was live at the Short Stack Eatery, where co-owner Sinead McHugh also thought it was a storm rolling in.
I thought I saw lightning, so I totally thought it was thunder. And I looked over and I saw the wind, our huge windows, like, fluctuate, move. And I was like, literally, I was like, oh, wow, that was very loud thunder. So I had no idea. And then we saw the fire trucks.
Firefighters checked a nearby building currently under construction for signs of fire. Crews found dissipating smoke on the lower level, but no fire. Other floors were deemed clear. Smoke from the manholes had also dissipated, indicating no active fire underground. Two construction workers on site suffered non-life-threatening fire-related injuries. They were treated and transported by paramedics to a local hospital. All other construction workers evacuated the work site uninjured. Streets remained closed as Madison Gas and Electric and the Madison Fire Department continued to investigate the incident. An update on the search for 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Two Rivers police say drones and canines have continued to search for the missing toddler. The FBI is checking on national tips and agencies in northeastern Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Dells and Portage areas are also involved. Investigators stress that social media rumors claiming Elijah has been found are not true. The boy has been missing since February 20th. His mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, remain jailed on child neglect charges. Public Health Madison-Dane County warning beachgoers the conditions are prime for blue-green algae. How to spot it? The water looks like pea soup or like paint was spilled in it. And if there is blue-green algae, there's a high chance that there's other bacteria, like E. coli, which produces a foamy, mucky kind of scummy layer of bacteria on top of the water. And protect your pets, too, as blue-green algae can be fatal for dogs. A man was recently watching TV in his basement and happened to look down and see something moving. Turns out it was a live scorpion. An entomologist with UW-Madison suspects it was brought here from a package that was shipped from an area where you'd find scorpions, which prefer deserts or semi-arid regions. The scorpion is now a part of the university's collection at the Insect Diagnostic Lab, where they identify the species of scorpion to find where it might have originated. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao will appear at a public hearing today in Onalaska in an attempt to keep his tenured faculty position. Gao was fired by the Board of Regents as chancellor in December when UW officials learned he was making pornographic videos. The hearing will be held by a 5-person panel, and if at least 4 of them agree to fire Gao, they will pass the recommendation on to interim chancellor Betsy Morgan, who had filed for Gao's dismissal. The next step would be a hearing with the Board of Regents. Western Technical College and Viterbo University signed a transfer agreement for their new information technology programs Tuesday. The agreement allows the transfer of at least 60 credits in Western Tech's IT data analytics program towards a bachelor's degree program at Viterbo. Viterbo officials said that the programs were created because of a recommendation by Gunderson Health and Mayo Clinic to help fill a need for IT data analytics specialists in the region. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate fell last year. Trump also campaigned, making his usual points about crime, foreign policy, and the economy.
None of this stuff would have been happening that's happened now with Russia and Ukraine and the attack on Israel. None of it would have been happening. We would have had and we wouldn't have had a thing called inflation. That would have been nice, too.
Trump returns to Wisconsin for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in about a month. A woman was arrested Friday night following a trespassing incident. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports at approximately 9:45, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of the incident at a residence on Huff Valley Road, rural Ontario, in the town of Whitestown. The caller reported that a female who appeared to be under the influence of a drug or intoxicant entered their private residence without consent. At approximately 10:15, deputies located a female walking nearby. She was identified as Stacy Lynn Welter, 41, also of rural Ontario. The investigation continued, and Welter was taken into custody and transported to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Detention Center. She was booked for criminal trespass to a dwelling, disorderly conduct, and felony bail jumping. Welter was also taken into custody pursuant to four arrest warrants issued by Vernon County Circuit Court because of failure to appear in court on one pending felony court case and three pending misdemeanor court cases. Stacy Welter appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Monday and was ordered to be held on a $1,000 cash bond, of which was paid Tuesday. Welter is due back in court again on July 3rd. Today is Juneteenth, a celebration of June 19, 1865, when slaves in Galveston, Texas, learned they had been freed in the Emancipation Proclamation 2 years after the fact. Now it is a federal holiday. Robin Scott from We All Rise African American Resource Center.
We celebrated by coming together, sharing true history across the community. It's about Black love, Black life, Black celebration, Black joy, and talking about our history.
Scott said Juneteenth is a chance to educate and to work on solutions to close the academic achievement gaps and fight systematic racism. Area residents rolled up their sleeves yesterday to give the gift of life. 70 units of blood were collected at the Muscadet Community Blood Drive, including 12 double red cell donations. Organizers would like to thank registration volunteers Tobias Frazier, Kennedy Cooey, Kate Frazier, and Jackie Schmadick. St. Peter's Church served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive will be held Tuesday, August 27th from 11:30 to 5:30. An evening with the Cranes will be held Saturday from 4 to 7 at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. Enjoy food and refreshments while meeting local and regional staff and, of course, cranes. Tickets priced at $100 for members and $120 for non-members can be purchased online at savingcranes.org, then click on the Visit tab and then Events. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation is hosting its 10th annual Trap Shoot fundraiser Saturday. Funds raised will support the hospital's greatest equipment or program needs, ensuring that caregivers have access to the best equipment and technology to care for the community now and into the future. The merchandise shoot will be held at Circus City Sportsman's Club, located off of Highway A, rural Baraboo. The event starts at 10 with lunch at noon, and the Annie Oakley shoot will take place at 1. Shooting will continue throughout the afternoon, along with drawings for raffle prizes. Squads of 5 will take aim at 10 clay pigeons, and the winner of the round will choose a prize from a variety of merchandise. Event tickets are $20 and include one round of shooting and lunch. Additional rounds may be purchased for $5. Event attendees may also purchase raffle tickets for a general raffle or outdoor enthusiast raffle. The outdoor enthusiast raffle provides an opportunity to win one of 7 prizes, including a $500 gift certificate to Cabela's, a $300 and $100 gift certificate to Dick's Sporting Goods, a $300 gift certificate to Outlets at the Dells, 2 family memberships to Circus City Sportsman's Club, and 12 bird pheasant hunts at Cedar Valley Preserve, including a guide and dog. Tickets may be purchased the day of the event or at the Foundation office located in St. Clair Hospital. For more information regarding the Foundation or the Trap Shoot fundraiser, call 608-356-1449 or visit stclair.com/foundation.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96 of Blue River, died last Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Basswood Union Church, rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96 of Blue River. Donald L. Newbury, 70 of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50, of Lone Rock, died last Wednesday. A funeral service will be held at 1 Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50, of Lone Rock. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday, July 28th, at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Hill had a son, Callum Lee, and Emily Johnsrud and Tyler Wachter had a son, Luke Russell.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a mainly cloudy and cooler day today, highs did swipe the mid-70s. Continuing to fall now to some cooler temperatures, we're stuck with the cloudy skies and some spotty showers still possible. But the main threat of thunderstorms and heavier rain is well to the south and east of us now. As the cold front passes, winds will calm tonight to about 5 miles per hour as lows drop to the low 60s. We'll be waking up tomorrow with plenty of clouds and scattered showers still possible again. High temperatures will hit the mid-70s and some more thunderstorms are definitely possible by late afternoon and into the evening. None are expected to be severe, but rainfall accumulations could total up to another quarter of an inch. And then by Friday and Saturday, the rain really ramps up, where we could see a half an inch to nearly an inch of rainfall each day, putting us at nearly 2 inches from now until Sunday morning. For Friday, an approaching warm front lifts across the state, bringing soaking showers and more thunderstorms too. Highs will hit the mid-80s, and after the cold front sweeps by Saturday night, firing up some thunderstorm chances, we will cool things down, becoming quite comfortable for Sunday and Monday. In fact, high temperatures will be in the low 80s, and the sunshine will finally take over with seasonably warm temperatures. But we don't get long of a refreshing break, because by Tuesday, the hot and sticky weather returns with more scattered showers and thunderstorms taking aim. And those highs trying to hit 90. Enjoy the cool down while we have it. Stay dry and prep for any rising streams and rivers. Current drought conditions for Richland County still abnormally dry, with a fire risk today of low. And your current allergy report for grasses, dock, and cattail is low. Forecasted low for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank?
An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a cloudy 71 degrees, and our high today being 83, but that came at 12:07 in the morning. Record high for this day, 96 in 1953, a record low 42 in 1970. Our morning low today was 70. Last year, our high 88, our low 61. Sunset today at 8:45, sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. As for precipitation, we've received 1/16ths of an inch of rain. The barometer slightly up to 30.21, and we have winds out of the west at 2 to 4. Again, it's 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Sal Frelick jumped high over the fence in right center field to bring back a home run shot and give the Brewers a 6-3 win over the Los Angeles Angels Tuesday night. Milwaukee led 6-0 entering the bottom of the ninth, but Taylor Ward's long shot would have tied it. Tobias Myers started and earned the win with 6 1/3 scoreless innings of pitching for the Brewers. Trevor McGill got the save. Christian Yelich hit his 7th homer early, and rookie Jackson Churio had a little league home run when he circled the bases after his drive got away from an Angels outfielder. Freddy Peralta starts the rubber game of the series tonight. Brewers catcher William Contreras has a big lead in Phase 1 of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game vote. He could be the starter, but getting the most votes is no guarantee this year. Contreras has received just over 746,000 votes, 188,000 more than JT Realmuto. Christian Yelich is second among outfielders in the vote count. Starters for the game will be announced on ESPN on July 3rd. The rest of the two rosters will be revealed July 7th. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will open the coming season at home against Holy Cross November 4th. The university hasn't yet confirmed the game at the Kohl Center. The Badgers are coming off a 22-14 season that saw them ranked as high as number 6 last February. Three stars from that team have left: Chucky Hepburn and AJ Storr through the transfer portal, and Tyler Wall graduated. Incoming are guard Cameron Hunter, guard John Tanji, and forward Xavier Amos. Also announced, the annual rivalry game against Marquette will be played December 7th at the Pfizer Forum. The Packers have hired a new team equipment manager for the first time in 30 years. Gordon Red Beatty announced his retirement 2 months ago. The team announced the hiring of Chris Kuhn Monday. Kuhn has worked for the team since 2010 and was promoted to equipment assistant in 2020. In Church League softball news, Church of the Nazarene is still undefeated as they pounded out almost 30 hits, handling Free Methodist 17-2. Ryan Gaston, Zach Harris, Jared McCollum were all 4-for-4 in the win. Joshua Hassel made two fantastic catches in the outfield for Free Methodist. St. Mary's remains in second place as they outscored Bethel Lutheran 29-16. Bethel helped build a 16-13 lead, but St. Mary's scored 16 unanswered runs to get the victory. Dan Makovic reached base safely 5 times and scored 4 runs for St. Mary's. All but one player in the St. Mary's lineup had at least one run scored. Richland Baptist Temple 1 edged Basketball Assembly of God 15-14. Fletcher Harper belted 3 home runs and Daniel Burt was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Baptist Temple 1 used a number of sharp defensive plays to steal the win. And the Mission outdueled Richland Baptist Temple 2, 9-7. Todd Ernisi went 4-for-4 in the win. Adam Windsor added a home run. Avery McGlynn was 3-for-3 to lead Baptist Temple 2, and Brady McGlynn played amazing defense. Willie Mays raced at top speed back toward the center field wall in the spacious Polo Grounds and somehow managed to track down and corral a fast-traveling ball with an over-the-shoulder catch that became the most iconic moment in the Hall of Famer's decorated career that featured 660 home runs. It is simply became known as the catch. The play showed off the mesmerizing skill of one of the most talented players ever to step on a baseball field and was considered by many to be the greatest living ball player before he died at age 93. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A preview of prospective acres. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Markets are closed today. This report is brought to you by Stein. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. The company offers more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. The USDA releases its prospective plantings report from the USDA coming up in a couple of weeks. Market analyst Rich Nelson with Allendale says there are still a lot of unknowns.
You know, on this issue with acreage, we do not have any firm ideas on this. And I'll be clear. And it's mainly because historically, these are extremely tough to estimate. You can make the arguments of listening to what farmers are saying. Maybe they planted soybeans aggressive and not as much corn. Often that talk does not really match up with what shows on this report. Instead, we have to consider the fact that the report is a planted and list your acres to be planted as of June 1. So as part of this, USDA has their own views on what gets planted out of the unplanted numbers. So we won't see real numbers really until the August through October transition here for those when that crop insurance is incorporated.
Bottom line, Nelson says,
we're still quite a bit, we're still probably 2 to 3 months away from really learning our planting numbers with any clear severity. So as it stands, we're still looking for a change in this U.S. corn or supply story. We're probably not going to get it yet from the planting numbers.
Nelson says they're also keeping a close eye on this La Nina weather pattern.
The issue which we have a little concern about is any risk on story from the La Nina issue is still weeks away. And on top of that, we can't really market crops based on a weather forecast that's going to hit 2 months from now or 3 months from now. So we would suggest at this point in time, moderate rebounds are more likely in these next few weeks.
I'll be back with more on Brownfield right after this.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
The cattle industry is looking for any sign of herd expansion. Without the July cattle inventory report from the USDA, industry experts are taking a deeper look at the data that's provided for any indication that producers have started to retain breeding animals. University of Missouri Scott Brown says the beef cow slaughter data, which comes out Thursday afternoon, will show signs if there's building. But he says the herd has shrunk significantly.
Normal movement out of the herd is going to result in less cows being slaughtered already. You know, we've got to talk about 20% reduction, I think, in some of these reports before we're going to start getting serious that maybe we're holding cows.
He tells Brownfield he's watching how much tighter inventory gets.
Placement number will be big. And also what happens to on-feed inventory.
Brown says as long as consumer demand holds, the tight supply should continue to support these record high cash prices. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Tar spot is starting to show up in parts of the Corn Belt, and an agronomist at the University of Kentucky says he continues to monitor its movement. Dr. Chad Lee tells Brownfield,
"We think we're hot enough that it tends to keep tar spot away."
More news is next.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
An agronomist says farmers should go ahead and plant their soybeans as soon as the soil is fit, even though it's mid-June. Stein Seed agronomist Tony Linz tells Brownfield, in most cases, farmers should not switch to a shorter season soybean variety.
Your range in your area is a 2.0 to a 2.8, something like that. We're probably going to plant right in the middle, a 2.4. And some areas, as we keep pushing later and later as we go south, we are actually going the other way. We will go to the extreme high on their maturity.
An eastern Nebraska farmer says he's had to replant more acres than usual this year. Quentin Keneally tells Brownfield some heavy rains in late April and early May caused some issues.
We've had a good run here the last couple of years. I don't think we've hardly replanted anything, so I think we got spoiled for a little bit. But this year has been a whirlwind of emergence not coming up through the heavy rains, a little bit of crusting, just a little bit of spotty issues where we had to go in there and replant with like a little 6-row on corn.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News headlines.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield. In this Checkoff Chat, United Soybean Board Chairman Steve Reinhard says enrollment is open for a new sustainability initiative designed to enhance soil health. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Steve Reinhard, the chairman of the United Soybean Board, says Farmers for Soil Health is a program led by farmers.
It's a program put together by, you know, the United Soybean Board and the National Pork Board and National Corn Growers Association. And it's really driven by farmers to help farmers, you know, capture the investments that they've made in making their soil healthier and using those conservation practices to make sure that we're growing our soybeans, corn, and livestock in a sustainable way. One of the things that we look at is, are we using cover crops? So cover crops bring in a different set of advantages for different places around the country and help us build, for example, soil tilth, organic matter in the soil. The other things that they help do is possibly loosen or help make sure that soil is a little bit looser for compaction that may occur in the prior growing season. One of the other things I think that it helps us do is manage our nutrients a little bit better. One of the ways that we've been able to manage our costs in this environment of maybe a lower priced commodity with still having a higher priced inputs is through our management zones. We have our fields are mapped out on a 1 acre grid, so we're pulling a soil sample every acre. And then we're going back and applying the fertilizers based on that sample. So we're actually, again, putting the fertilizer where we need it rather than just making that blanket application across that entire field, which has really helped not only build our fertility levels across that growing region, but also minimize that input because we're putting it where we need it, not everywhere. One of the other things we do is using grass waterways and filter strips, again, to help the water move off of that field, but, you know, keeping the soil itself in place, using cover crops and no-till.
Check out more about the initiative at farmersforsoilhealth.com to see for yourself just how checkoff dollars are leveraged to grow demand for U.S. soybeans. Visit www.unitedsoybean.org. I'm Kara Hart with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hostetoon from Tim Suckox Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Smaller sale again, small crowd, but hay sold well. Large squares topped at $295 a ton. And large rounds, new crop, first crop, topped at $140 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Toy tractors, catering items, and more. Online only auction ending June 19th at 6 p.m. For real estate or auction needs, call 608-723-4020 for more info. Or go to www.timsuckoxrealty.com. This is Chase Hostetoon. Have a great day.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and
and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
20 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour on WRCO. Thanks for coming along. Going on right now, though, you can go get some ice cream at the Ice Cream Social, the Richland Center United Methodist Church, holding that ice cream social until 7 o'clock today. Cost is a free will offering. I'd love to see you there. 70 degrees as we head back to music now with little Scotty McCreary. This is it.
I like to get learned.
Lisa Brokaw, give me a ring sometime. Be sure if you are able to listen to tonight's Brewer game. The Brewers, hey, they got the win yesterday, 6-3. They should hopefully be able to make a game of it again tonight. The series is tied up at one apiece. The only downside, it's a late game. 8:38 first pitch, but you can hear it over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
Pre-planning a funeral can often provide peace of mind, greater choice, and lower cost. This is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seal and Houston Funeral Home. Our website, prattfuneralservice.com, has planning tools that can help you find options that are right for you from the privacy and comfort of your home. We are also available to meet with you at any time. Our promise is that the choices you make will be carried out as planned.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state of the equipment that can color match anything you have paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Hey! Come on! First time I heard good-hearted woman, I was in my uncle's car. He said, son, now that's what I call music. Listen to them guitars. Turn it up. Go on, turn it up. Forget that crap you're listening to. These songs, they got some meat. I don't think I heard a single word, cause I was caught up in the beat. Yeah, I turn it up, I turn it way up. Finally got my license to drive. I was hugging a curb first time I heard a country boy can't survive. And I turned it up. Yeah, I turned it way up. It was loud guitars, it was loud and hard. Some kind of hillbilly rock and roll. It was something new, breaking all the rules, but you can feel it down in your soul. He was the son of the original son of a gun, taking the country back. Here for the outlaw, son.
honky tonk, he don't even know his name. Some young upstart just starting up and is wanting to make a change. He says, turn it up. Come on, boy. Everything's good down home.